What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song, They're Making an Idol Out of Your Fears by TJ Felix. It's one of their, I think it's their second single, recently, maybe more, almost definitely wrong, but, we played their most recent one, It's a Monster's World, a few episodes ago, and, like, when I kind of was learning about that release, they mentioned that they had a bigger release coming up, and it looks like the album Outside the Jurisdiction of Man is gonna be out sometime in, later this month or early next month, which is really exciting. We love TJ Felix here on the show. What show, do you ask? Great question. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, single. The reason for this week's definition is because I do feel like, I mean, obviously, this is kind of contradicted by the amount of pressure that's put on people to be in specifically long-term romantic relationships and whenever get married, have babies, and blah, 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 capitalism and conformity. But, I love being in a relationship. Shout out to relationships. Anyway, also, almost every single song on this week's episode is a single, the one that we just heard included. There is one song that was released on a full release, and I just think that's wild. It was an accident. It was not premeditated, but I really do think it speaks to a shift in like how people make music and like what the music industry kind of looks like. And it's something I remember... I used to be really resistant to playing singles on this show, especially because if a song is a single, it isn't included in CITR's charts. And I think that like part of like my role, I guess, or like the task of being a radio show host on CITR 101.9 FM is to support the artists as much as possible. And one of those ways is like giving them an opportunity to like be found by a bunch of people. And the charts is just like one avenue to do that. But that also being said, like, singles are such an important part of the music landscape right now. Like, I even think of we'll be playing a Horsepower song later this episode. And I don't think there's been a full Horsepower release since, like, before the pandemic. I want to say, like, 2018, 2019. I remember I was still in school. So then it would not have been 2019. But, like, she's released a ton of singles in the past year or so, and there is no full release to kind of, like, that it's coming out of, whether that's an EP or whatever. And also, I was talking to Free Play Angel about this recently, who we love here on Teachable Moments. And they've been putting out a ton of singles recently as well. And when I interviewed them on the show several episodes ago, they were just saying that, like, it's fun. Like, it's just, like, casual, like, like, fun, flirty, and free to just, like, be inspired and then, like, making music and putting it out to be shared. Like, why not do that? Which I think is a different, like, yeah, we'll talk about this more later in the show. But, yeah, that's kind of, like, that's the thought process, that's the logic. And then also, yeah, like, I do think it's kind of hard to like talk about or have the definition be cool, adjective, single without talking about like being single or whatever that means. So that's what we got to I guess like lay it down for the people who don't know. Let's define the word single, adjective, single, or single adjective. Only one, not one of several. Another definition, regarded separately or distinct from each other or others in the group. And then the last one, and this one was, I think the phrasing is bizarre, but like go off Oxford English Dictionary. Unmarried or not involved in a stable sexual relationship. Okay there. Let's calm down. I just think it's interesting. I've always thought it's interesting, like, the real, I guess, focus on, like, sex when it comes to talking about relationships. Because you would think, in my brain, my association with, like, someone being single is it's, like, a romantic relationship. Or even just, like, the stability of it, the, like, long-termness of it. Whether that's, like, it's been a long time or, like, that's the goal. Like, I was a little like, oh, okay, work. I also do want to, I know it's already been 5 minutes, but I know, elephant in the radio. You might be listening and being like, wow, dork, your voice sounds so sexy. Thank you so much. I had a cold and then I yelled a lot at a pro-Palestine demonstration. And now this is what I sound like. And I feel fine. So who's to say if this is forever? Almost definitely not, but yeah. Okay, we're going to move right along. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. We are going to play, I've played this song before. I am obsessed with Casper McFadden. They're, I think, I want to say Chicago-based artist. And this single, Peace Signiv, which I've played a few times on the show, and they have, like, a few other really, really great releases. They have one that's really cute that has a bunch of, like, voice notes or whatever from their friends or, like, people they've collaborated with. And I guess the prompt must have been something like, how did you feel, like, when we first met, or what was your opinion of me? And it's just really sweet and really, and also the music is just really good. So this is Peace Signiv by Casper McFadden. It is, you guess it, a single. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Una perrita que sí está, bebé, truco es la novedad. Era una hater y ahora es mi fan. Si le cago bien es mada verdad. Zorro básica, no entenderás. Yo no tengo hombre, yo no tengo man.
Yo no tengo hombre, yo no tengo man.
Yo no detalle que hago mi raps.
Hago mis tags como puta fina. Pussy water como agua fina. Posteo en el feed, no posteo en la esquina. Ninguno de mis feeds están hecho en China. Es que no soy fácil, te la pongo en China.
Explosiva como una mina.
Te la pongo en China.
Te la pongo en China.
six star, una perrita, una perri que six star, una perrita que six star tar. Yo no cojo lucha, si quieres una fácil, busca una trucha. Truco, trato, una hija de puta. Todo en sentimiento y yo estoy en ruta. Quieres ser como yo, ya sabes que eso busca. Calla la boca, tú no eres Bambi. Tú pa' buscarte te bajas los panty. Como dice mi primo, siempre tranquila. Super mega estresado, tómate un tranqui.
Una perrita que es freestar. Bebé, truco es la novedad. Era una hater y ahora es mi fan. Si le cago bien es madre verdad. Zorro básica, no entenderás. Yo no tengo hombre, yo no tengo man.
Yo no tengo hombre, yo no tengo man.
Yo no detalle, ya hago mi rap.
Una perrita que es freestar. Bebé, no sé. Una perrita que es freestar.
Ven, 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 ven,
ven. Oye, la chula soy yo. ATM, una sola red. Bobo, BB's back.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That was really melodic. That was not my intention, but work. You just heard the song Look Away by Mitza Conte. You guess it, a single. Just before that was Trickstar by BB Trix and E Baby R, another single, and then opened that set with Casper McFadden's newest single, Peace Satanev. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, you are you, and today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, single. We're talking about singles today. This is just a fun fact, but I am a twin in my real life, or like, I guess for real, but they call babies who aren't born as more than one, twins, triplets, whatever, they call them singles, which I think is really funny, like, because that's such a weird title for, like, most people, like, y'all are just singles, that's so weird. Like, that's, I don't know, I've always thought that was really funny, and that's also real, that opinion of mine is also in my real life. Anyway, moving on, so today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, single. The thing I want to focus on in this little break is single as unattached, and I put in parentheses ear responsible, but I think, not I think, I know what I meant by that was just the lack of, I guess, accountability, like being, to be single is to be alone, sad, but that also kind of means that you aren't really, like, obligated to consider anyone other than yourself beyond your, I'm putting basic in, like, air quotes, but basic relationships of, like, friendships and family and coworkers, whatever. Like, obviously, we are always accountable to people at all times. That's what makes us community, and society. But, the distinction, I think, between being single and, like, considering your behaviors, like, the degree to which your actions and behavior impacts another person and a specific person is a lot higher. And then also something that I think is, like, really, like, I think it'd be really toxic about dating is when people's, like, expectations of what that relationship means, of, like, what it means to be dating, start impacting, like, how they actually want to treat people. So, like, I know a few people who, like, have had partners be like, well, I don't want to, like, say we're dating because then that means that, like, I have to do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, girl, what? Like, no, you don't. Like, the label of dating or of being together is, like, just it's to reflect the reality that we're in. Like, huh? And no shade to those people. I think that's a very real, like, hesitation that people have, obviously. I think also, like, there are people who leverage that for evil. Anyway, I love my friends and I love their partners. I'm just saying that, like, sometimes people think that their accountability is to the idea of a relationship versus their responsibility to the person they're in a relationship with. And that's messy. You know what I mean? But we are going to move right along. This next song is Be My Own Man by Headaches featuring Golden Vessel. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm gonna say what's on my mind. There'll never be the perfect time. And I'm so scared. And I'm prepared. Guess I'll never know until I try. Will you see me for who I am? If it's hard to, I understand. And I haven't thought of a plan. I just gotta be my own man. Be my own man. Be my own man. Be my own man. Don't know
Welcome, neighbor, to our gayborhood. In Our Gayborhood is a journey through the communities of BC, meeting our neighbors who work towards a world where everyone can be proud of who they are. In our first season, get to know the Tushla advocates, educators, and students who help our schools grow into spaces where everyone can belong. Just like our neighborhoods, each episode is filled with the spirit of care, the energy of activism, and the warmth of community. Join us in Our Gayborhood, premiering June 14th at the Queer Arts Festival.
Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca, or you can drop by either office located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community.
I'ma keep on talking about it because it's true.
Peace. you gonna do with it?
Can I get on top? Let me give it up. Baby, how's it feel? I'm never.
is up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Baby Has a Frown by Ori out of Montreal, who was just playing in Vancouver the other day. What a star. And they are now on tour, continuing their tour through, I want to say, California. Party, party, yeah. Just before that was Downstairs People with their song, their new single, Kiss My Vibe, and then opened that set with Headaches featuring Golden Vessel with their single, Be My Own. Man, you are listening to Teachable Moments, CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you, and today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, single. The reason being 99%, or I guess more specifically 13 out of 14, which has a numerical number attached to it, of the music aired on today's episode, that'll be 93% of the music aired on today's episode are all singles, which I didn't realize until I was recording, and I was like, oh, whoa. And so, cool adjective single. Something that, I know we talked about this a little bit, but with the opening of the show, talking about, because we opened the show with TJ Felix's newest single, They're Making an Idol Out of Your Fears, and they have an album coming out soon, and they've teased a little bit. Singles are a really powerful, marketing tool. When artists have a release out, they're very anticipatory. And something that I really like about singles, or like I kind of historically have liked about singles, is that they are... they've consistently been part of a whole and a little like sneak peek into an upcoming release. And then when you listen to the full release, you get to hear it placed like in the narrative and in the order that the artist was kind of originally hearing it, because you're really hearing singles out of context because they're released in this way, because you you're not getting, I mean, I love to listen to records all the way through, so that's just me, but that also is just like not as true as it is now. Now single artists are just putting singles out and they're not like connected to a larger narrative. They're not connected to a larger release or shift or whatever. And I think that's actually just so exciting that artists are just like not getting too in their head. Like, it doesn't have to be this like big project or narrative or whatever. And like they can just be exploring different sounds and like exploring different interests and like seeing where that goes. And I think that's really exciting. So shout out to singles and shout out to artists putting out singles. That's slay. we're going to move right along though. This next song is the only song on today's episode that is not a single. This is Snoopy by Lokeman out of Toronto off of their most recent release, SD2. I mean, I love Lokeman. I love this album, and I hope you do it, SD2. ST in parentheses, too. Anyway, this is Snoopy, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Bye. Festival, Sled Island Music and Arts Festival, is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, Canadian indie rock sensation Ecstasy, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Wit, trailblazing Argentine singer-songwriter Juana Molina, and many, many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists in the full lineup. Check out the full lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. Repeat, sledisland.com.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencomino-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Future Star's newest single, My Bright Fantasy, out ahead of her upcoming release, It's About Time. Just before that was Bend by Binky and Otto Benson, and then opened that set with Lokeman with the song Snoopy off of their album SD. Two, you are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Doric. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, Single. We've talked about Single as unattached, as anticipatory. I just like really briefly touch on Single as flirty and fun. Not that I necessarily am someone who like thinks of like being single as this, but I do think there's like a lot of, or not a lot of, but there's an amount of resentment, I think, that or more just like fantasy. I don't know what it is, but I think there's an amount of longing that people have for their single days, when especially when they're in a relationship, and kind of romanticizing that time. And because it's seen as, and we were talking about this, like this unattached, like non-responsible, kind of just flirty, fun, devil may care era, which I mean is true in many ways. And also, I think romanticizing anything too much is a no-go. Let's stay in moderation, and let's be realistic. That's what me as a dork. That's what I think. But you gotta come on. You gotta acknowledge it. You gotta say being single is flirty and fun, because you do kind of get to be. There's opportunities. Anyway, we're gonna move right along. This next song is Deep as 16 by Blue Hawaii. Just a heads up, the last song of this little break does have one or two swear words in it. And so if you tune out, no, stay tuned for 7 minutes and then tune out for like 3 minutes, I want to say, or to be more precise, 2 minutes and 37 seconds, and then tune back in just in case you have young, oh my gosh, young people in the car or something. Anyway, but before we get into that, this is Blue Hawaii's Deep as 16, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We were so sweet, just deep as 16. Why you don't tell no one? You can tell me about you. No, I deep inside it. One of the best things I learned about our feeling keeps us ourselves. Don't try to always be ahead.
Why you don't both your hands on a fissure, said I feel unattached. And I told you about object permanence, forgetting your face and all that. And you laughed. The other day, I got a bad, bad feeling about 2028. It's something I shouldn't say, 'cause I really, really love you now. But love, love turns to hate, and hate, hate turns to boredom, and boredom's a fate I can't take. If you look me in my face, you see nothing. Go away.
Before you were gone, straight. So I knew I could feel it in your face.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Alone With You by Horsepower and YTC, formerly known as Yellow Trash Can. Just before that was Sophia Stell with a brand new radio edit of her single Object Permanence, and then opened that set with Blue Hawaii's newest single, Deep S16. All of these are singles because today's definition of the word cool was cool. Adjective, single. There was only one song played this episode that was not a single. And that's what a world. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are going to close the show right now. This is One Tablespoon and Cherry Chola with their newest single, Limousina. I am obsessed with One Tablespoon and I am newly obsessed with Cherry Chola. So I hope you all enjoy as much as I do as a dork. This is Limousina and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Nena hardcore sin FSA Lambolina o limosina. Quítate de aquí con tu Corolla. Te siento eléctrico cuando escucho mi voz. Me siento eléctrica cuando yo te toco. Fishnet todo roto, ese es mi estilo. Me pinto las uñas en la limosina. Es mi estilo en la limosina. Mi estilo.
And then